اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All praise belongs to Allah. And may Allah shower His Prophet and His Holy Progeny with blessings and salutations. As we mentioned in our last lecture, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the 97th chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Qadr, these words, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, tanazzulul malaikatu warruhu fiha bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli amr, salamun hiya hatta maktala'il fajr. This chapter, as we mentioned, is properly translated as destiny or ordinment, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has ordained in this night, Laylatul Qadr, not the night of power, but rather the night of ordainment. He has placed in this night, or He's made designated in this night, the affairs for the coming year. So this is the overall subject matter of this verse, this chapter of Quran. And there are two major things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He states that happens in the night of power, the night of Qadr, or rather the night of ordainment, and that is that the Quran is revealed, and in the language of the Quran, it is very specific that this is something that happened during the time of the Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Or as He stated in Surah Al-Dukhan, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. That surely we have revealed it on the night of ordainment. Surely we have revealed it on the night of blessings. So this is something that is very clear. The next issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He distinguishes in this chapter is the idea of ordainment, the idea of predestination. This is a topic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He broaches in Surah Al-Qadr. And this is a topic which is very complex and very difficult. There have been two extremes in understanding the idea of free will and predestination. There are those who hold the idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has preordained everything. There is compulsion, whether we make effort or don't make effort for anything, for our sustenance, for our livelihood, the jobs that we want, the schools that we want to go to. Whatever we do has already been written. And so therefore, there's no need for us to make effort. This is the idea of compulsion. And at the other end of the spectrum is the idea of free will, absolute free will, that whatever I do, it is completely in my hands, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created me, He has created the creation, and then He has left the creation to their own affairs, that whether they obtain good, whether they do bad, then that is completely in the hands of the creation. And it has nothing to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This belief is not held by the Prophet or the Imams, but rather they introduce a different understanding. Before we allude to that particular understanding, that theology of free will and predestination that is preferred by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalus salam, I just want to give a bit of advice from Imam Ali alayhi afdhalus salam on this subject. He has defined, or he has described, the idea or the theology of free will and predestination in three words. In Nahjul Balagha, he states that al-Qadr, the idea and this concept of what exactly is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's preordainment, that what does he foretell, what does he put into place and put into order, as he says that he has revealed every affair on the night of Qadr, or in this night of blessing, yufraqu fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim, that every wise decision, every definite action has been determined in this night. So Imam Ali, he describes this idea, this Qadr, as tariqun mudlim. This is one description he gives. The second description, he says, bahrun amik. And the third description, he says, sirrullah. The first is tariqun mudlim, that it is a dark path. And then he advises, do not trek upon this path. Of course, in order to truly understand the idea of free will and predestination, it takes years of studying theology, and it takes quite a bit of prerequisites. Even after years of studying the idea, the theology of predestination and free will, as I've seen that some have come out of that discussion, still not grasping truly what is the reality between free will and predestination. So Imam Ali, he says, it's a dark path, so do not trek it. He says, it is bahrun amiq, that it is a deep ocean, so do not try to cross over this ocean. And then he says that the idea of qadr, the theology of predestination, he says, it is sirrullah. It is a secret of Allah. It is among those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has within his knowledge. And no one has access to that knowledge except those to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that knowledge to. And this is one of the things that the chapter of Qadr, the 97th chapter of the Quran, it speaks about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows his angels and the ruh and the spirit to descend in that night of Qadr, the night of ordainment, with every affair. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has given this sir, this secret, this knowledge which he only possesses. He has allowed his angels to bear that knowledge. And they take that knowledge down. They descend down upon it. And of course, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commands his angels, their actions are not without purpose and aim, but rather they take that knowledge and they deliver it to the Prophet. They delivered it to the Prophet in his time. And likewise, as we read in the Quran, and this is one of the differences that many of the commentators of the Quran, they have pointed out between these two actions that happen in the night of Qadr, in the night of ordainment. There's one action, it occurred, and it ended. There was a definite time period for that action, and that was the revealing of the Quran to the Prophet. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. The language or the verb that is used here is definite, that this has definitely happened in the past and there was a moment for that. But when it comes to the idea of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealing and sending down the ordainment and what he has written for the creation for the coming year, he uses the infinitive form of the verb. He states tanazzalul malaika, meaning that they will descend, or they are descending, showing that there's continuity in this action of the angels, that they descended during the time of the Prophet, and they continue to descend with this affair, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained as definite. This understanding also comes across in Surah Ad-Dukhan, which we recited as a support text for the night of Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakim. That in this night, again using the infinitive form of the verb, that every wise decision is made distinct. Every definite action, depending on the translation that you use, is revealed in this night. So therefore, there's continuity. In one of the reports or narrations that is recorded in Bihar al-Anwar, that is from Imam Ali alayhi wasallam, it also supports this idea of the continuity of the preordinance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he declares in the night of Qadr. And I'll paraphrase this narration since it is quite long. Imam Ali alayhi wasallam, he states that one day as he was approaching the Prophet, apparently there were two other individuals who were coming to see the Prophet as well. And when they reached to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw the Prophet reciting Surah Al-Qadr, the 97th chapter of the Quran. He was reciting Surah Al-Qadr, and as he was reciting, he was crying. They could see that the Prophet was moved by this chapter of the Quran. The two individuals, they inquired, they asked the Prophet that, what is it about this chapter that has brought tears to your eyes? The Prophet, he responded, stating that this verse, this chapter of the Quran, after reading it and understanding it, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to me, as he states in this chapter of the Quran, I know what is happening now in my ummah, I know what is happening in the world. He says, and then after me, he will also know. Pointing to Imam Ali, or making an allusion to Imam Ali. So they asked the Prophet, do you know everything? And the Prophet, he responded, he says, does not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala state in the Quran, in this chapter, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بِكُلِّ أَمْرٍ, that the angels, they come, مَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ, that they come, and the Ruh, the Spirit, also comes by permission of their Lord with every affair. Kullu amr. He says, and this is sufficient. They come with every affair. He says, and do you know that after me, and he takes the head of Imam Ali, that he will know this affair. He will inherit this knowledge after me. This knowledge, as we mentioned, is one that is difficult to understand. But nonetheless, the imams, the Prophet and the imams, they allude and give us some idea of Qadr, free will, and predestination. What is it? One of the statements that Imam Ali, alayhi salatu wasalam, he makes in Nahj al-Balagha, he states that with every person, there are two angels. He says, and these angels, yahfidhanahu, that they protect this individual. However, when the Qadr, when that thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained to come to pass presents itself, he says that these two angels, they step aside and they allow that ordainment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for that person to take place. This is one statement that gives us some idea that what exactly is this ordainment, that it is it at every moment, or there are certain moments that it comes, or certain moments that it happened. Likewise, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi wasalam, he states, or at least what is ascribed to him, states that la jabra wa la tafweed bil amru bainal amrain, that the reality of the matter is that there's not complete compulsion, that no one's compelled to do anything absolutely, nor is there absolute free will. But rather the reality lies somewhere in between predestination and in between free will. Meaning that these two things, they're hand in hand. There's a middle path. There's no extreme whereby one says that everything I do is because Allah made me do it. If I've done something wrong, it's because Allah made me do it. I'm compelled to do it. It has been ordained for me to do that. The Imam is saying that this is not correct. Likewise, to say that whatever I have done and whatever I have earned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no affair in it. That is completely based on what I have done. The affair is between the two things. So we state this, and particularly we emphasize here, or at least we want to remember here, these words of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, because in the nights of Qadr, that there was an event that took place, particularly with Imam Ali, and that was the Shahadat, the martyrdom of Imam Ali. That this was something that we can say, or perhaps say that it was ordained for this to happen. Nonetheless, as we read history and we understand what happened right after the dawn, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and this is one of the very beautiful points that we can make here to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words are very precise. He says, on the night of Qadr, on the night of Qadr, that it is salamun hatta maktla il fajr, that for those night there is peace. And according to some of the commentators, particularly Allama Tabatabai, he says that this peace and this salamat, this protection, he said it is both spiritual and both physical. He says there is a peace about that night. And we see that Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, that he also had that peace in that night, a moment to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, free from any physical harm, free from any spiritual harm or misguidance or waswas, you know, whispering or temptations, free from all of these things. This is what this night is. This is what the Laylatul Qadr is. However, as Imam Ali, he began to go to it on the day of the 21st of Ramadan. This is right after the night of Qadr. He began to go to the masjid. He came across Ibn Muljam. This is the assassin of Imam Ali. And he saw Ibn Muljam. He understood what Ibn Muljam wanted to do. Again, this is going back and relating back to that knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sends down on the night of Qadr. In the time of the Prophet, that knowledge went to the Prophet. After the Prophet, Imam Ali, he inherited. After Imam Ali, the other Imams. So Imam Ali, when he saw Ibn Muljam, he spoke these words. He says, I know that what you want to do, but let me just advise you that when you sleep, don't sleep on your stomach, because Ibn Muljam, he was lying upon his stomach with the dagger that he wanted to stick, and he wanted to martyr Imam Ali with. He says, don't lie on your stomach, because that is the sleep of the Satan. Lie on your back and sleep like the prophets, or lie on your right side and sleep like the Imams, or you lie on your left side and sleep like the wise men. So among those decisions, which was one of the wise decisions, although we are affected by that in a sad way, was the martyrdom of Imam Ali right after the night of Qadr. But there is a wisdom in that, that in these nights of Qadr, as we remember the communication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also remember those who lived by the communication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of those individuals is Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all of us success in making use of these nights of Qadr, and that he continues to guide us by the example of the likes of the Prophet and the likes of Imam Ali alayhim afsalatu wasalam. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.